Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Australian Government Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, that's the Department of Meteorology, indicates that solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 85, that's 85, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has fallen to 27. Those figures are very low. This means that high frequency propagation by multi-hop paths on darkness or semi-darkness routes on frequencies above about 14 megahertz will not be very reliable in the immediate future. However, transmissions on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. Here in Melbourne, the conditions on the shortwave bands have been quite good in our morning period, particularly in the dawn and pre-sunrise areas. Here's a summary I made recently between 2030 and 2100. The 31 metre band, quite a number of activities there, and these are the significant items. 9390 Radio Thailand with its English language service. 9420 The Voice of Greece carrying Greek transmissions. 9440 All India Radio in English. Same frequency, same service, also heard in parallel on 9620 and 9910, all with good signals. China Radio International on 9445, carrying English programs from Beijing. The Voice of Turkey on 9460, carrying Turkish broadcasts. 9515, China National Radio Network 1, signing on at 2055. And 9480, Radio Japan in HK Tokyo. The station rarely makes frequency changes, but for the current transmission season, several alterations have been noted. This includes 9480, with transmissions in Japanese, signing on at 2100, and that transmission is actually intended for Australia and New Zealand. 9525, two signals on this frequency at 2030 to 2100. China Radio International from Beijing in Russian, and the Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta with programs in French. 9585, China Radio International with European language broadcasts. Same station on 9600. And 9610 with Asian language broadcasts. 9655, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia with Arabic language programs. 9700, Vatican Radio, another station which rarely makes major frequency changes. This time, the station is noted from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station in the Vatican with the broadcast in Arabic from signing on at 2040 using 9700. 9720, another frequency for China Radio International, this time from the Urumqi transmitting site in China with programs in Bulgarian. And 9790, Radio France International for Macedon, broadcasting in French. 9870, another frequency for Saudi Arabia, also with Arabic. And 9935, another channel for the Voice of Greece in Greek. And a little later, between 2100 and 2130, the propagation pattern changed a little bit. These included these signals, 9565, Radio Marti from Greenville in the USA, the IBB station in Spanish. 9425, the Voice of Korea with international programs from Pyongyang. 9430, China Radio International from Urumqi in French. 9985, the Voice of America signing on at 2100, broadcast in French to Africa and Middle East. And 9640, China Radio International signing on at 2100 with programs in Spanish from Cassie. So quite a number of frequencies in use for China Radio International and its domestic services. In the 31 metre band, and that summary was between 2030 and 2130. Good signals here in Melbourne. Some information now from our European monitors. Good reception during the early part of the new transmission season, which started on March 26. These items may be of interest. Afghanistan, good reception of Radio Afghanistan in Kabul, the external service, 15:30 to 17:30 on 6100 to Southern Asia in various languages including English, Urdu, Arabic and Russian. 100 kilowatts and the antenna azimuth is 125 degrees, 125. VRB, a station known as I or E radio, that's E-Y-E radio, via the Issedan relay station in France. Noted in Europe on 17730 between 1600 and 1900 to East Africa in Arabic and English. Another station from Issedan carrying the broadcast of Radio Voice of Adal. Program on 15205, 1500 to 1558 to East Africa in Arabic and Tigrinya. 100 kilowatts, 125 degrees. And the Voice of the Oromo Liberation via the relay station at Nauen in Germany. 1700 to 1800 on 11810. Broadcast to East Africa in Afan, Oromo and Amharic, or Amharic. 100 kilowatts, 139 degrees. The Voice of Indonesia noted in Europe on 9525, 1300 to 1400 to East Asia in English, 250 kilowatts with 10 degrees antenna azimuth. And a good signal of the Far East Broadcasting Company, known as Radio Teos, T-E-O-S, 1500 to 1600 on 11650 in Russian to Central Asia, 100 kilowatts, 323 degrees. And the Vatican. Vatican's radio relays Radio Veritas Asia in the Philippines, via its Santa Maria de Galleria station, noted in Europe on 11630 between 1430 and 1457, that's a new frequency, to Southern Asia in Urdu, and that replaces 15330. So those items were from our European monitors, reception in the first part of the 2017 international transmission season. Some information now concerning broadcast in the 16 metre band. This information has come from the Nagoya DX's Circle in Japan, who are quite prominent in analysing and noting new frequencies and schedule changes of world broadcasting. This is the summary or a summary of some of the notes from the DX's Circle at the top end of the 16 metre band in its current transmission season. 17850, Radio Thailand in Thai between 1000 and 1100. 17870 All India Radio in Indonesian from 0845 to 0945. 17870 Adventist World Radio 1030 to 1100 in Asian languages. 17870 The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Chinese 1150 to 1250. 17870, 1400 to 1500, The Voice of America from Wolferton in the UK, the relay there in Kurdish. 17880, China Radio International. This prime is from the Bamako relay station in Mali with 100 kilowatts. 1300 to 1357 in French and 1600 to 1657 in Arabic. And the IBB station, Radio Azadi, also known as Radio Free Afghanistan, broadcasting from the relay station in Udorn in Thailand on 17880. It runs quite extensively between 0230 and 1430 with programs in Pashto and Dari. And 17890, that's China National Radio Network 1, in Chinese between 0600 and 1100, and again between 2300 and 0600. And 17895, another frequency for All India Radio, in English, 1000 to 1100. And the Broadcasting Service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, 17895, Arabic programs, 0255 to 0800, and 1155 to 1457. And Radio Free Asia on 17890 from Bimbus in Germany, broadcasting in the Uyghur language, 1600 to 1700. Well, those were a few items of interest in the current schedule, worldwide schedule, for the A2017 transmission season as provided by the Nagoya DX's Circle in Japan.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.